Cooking dinner shouldn't be a laughing matter, but sometimes it is. Like when you drop your main ingredient right on the floor. Or forget about the food in the oven until someone inevitably says, "Wait, does it smell like something's burning?" Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself, but nothing is ever really that funny when you're hungry. Whether you're pressed for time, a cooking novice, or just looking to try something new, we've got a delicious and easy meal to help you avoid those dreaded kitchen fails. From classic meal kits to oven-ready meals that cook entirely in an oven-safe tin, to our fast and fresh meals that can be cooked in the microwave or oven, Home Chef has something for everyone. At Home Chef, we provide the perfect setup so you can nail the punchline every single time. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off your first month. That's 10 free meals. Again, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off.
Hot mic.
Well, he's a stupid son of a bitch, isn't he? He's a stupid son of a bitch. That puss is a stupid son of a bitch.
Sorry. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Puss is a stupid son.
Sons of bitches.
Great asset.
Quickly, since I brought up stupid son of a bitches, I go to this restaurant. We sit at the bar. It's in a regular rotation, and it's got two TVs, and I'm disappointed because the TV in front of me has SportsCenter, which is fine. TV down the end of the bar has Fox. I said, "Are you kidding me?" And Becky, I'm going, you know, hey. And Becky's so pissed at me. She goes, "Don't say anything." I said, "Well, man, if I was sitting down by that TV, I would have said something." But of course, I got a glance, and I'm bitching. I guess on for about a half hour. Eventually, somebody must down there changes it. But I don't watch that station. I just don't. And for the whole half hour, they had a big headline at the bottom, so that's how I could tell because it wasn't closed caption. It said they were discussing Biden's treatment of the press. There's no irony left. We're done. It's dead. We are just dead. And I was going.
This is why guys like Lewis.
Just dead.
This is why guys like Lewis just go. Well, I can't do comedy anymore.
Yeah, how do you parody that?
I call it the fox rot.
Nothing makes sense.
The brain, the There's fox no rot line. Brain. And I've got a family member that's going through the fox rot right
baselines.
Now.
Baselines. We eliminated so many baselines.
I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do about it.
Was Tucker on there? Were you watching Tucker?
No, it wasn't him. It was somebody else, some chick and two people. But it was all discussion.
I used to enjoy Tucker when he would. He was not so dangerous. But he would just bring on what I assumed were actors. And it would be like, this woman represents an organization that wants to eliminate the word mustard because it has tarred in it. So, yeah, it was just Tucker Carlson's liberal punching bag of the day. They would bring some ridiculous actor
who was
acting extremely left-wing, you know, that even left-wingers wouldn't sign up for. He would just pummel her up and down 52nd Street and then kick her ass to the curb and then bring on the next punching bag.
Just last week, a story we did last week, I mean, I saw his – the only time I'll check it out is if it's somebody shares that dumbass on Twitter. And it was he did a whole night, at least a whole segment, which was long, about the M&M and taking off her boots.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he's
a big fake news.
I mean, and we are Ukraine, Omicron, you know, stuff's going on in the world. he's pissed off the liberals are getting rid of the boots. That he apparently he had a boner when she had boots on, and not Chuck Taylor's, which we said that day Chuck Taylor's are sexy too on chicks, man. You know, especially if they have nice legs like that.
Yeah,
that
dumb,
M&M.
It's but, dumb culture wars.
Really dumb. But people watch that all day, and then they lose their families. They really do. I got a couple friends. Back east, they haven't talked to their
cancel
brother.
Cancel culture.
People that has happened to think that you've been shaped the same way by one of these networks.
That's true, but most
they're like, "Oh, CNN got you." You're like, "No, I actually don't watch CNN." And they're like, "What?"
No, yeah. In the family,
well, MSNBC. Like, no, I don't. Like, well, then how?
Right.
What?
In the families I know, it's
what's your problem?
The minor. It's one person is Fox, and it's like eight or nine others say, "No, you got Fox rot." They're not all completely flaming liberals. They're going, "You just have Fox rot," and that's just sad.
I've been able cable news forever. They started asking questions a long time ago instead of just like reporting on what's actually happening.
It's over and over and over again.
No,
right?
It's a TV show. Yeah. It's not reporting.
It's endless.
Craig, anybody have Catherine Cates?
No.
Okay, she was 73, Orange is New Black. Puss watches that. I recognized her. She was also in The Many Saints of Newark, and she'd been an actress for years. No cause of death? Well, there is a cause of death. That'd be cool. They said she's dead, but there's no cause.
Yeah. Nothing happened.
Not even natural causes.
Right. How about Ozzy, the oldest gorilla in captivity?
Not eligible.
Not a human. Not a human, Todd.
How about that
guy? How old was a gorilla, man?
61.
Says it was cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, this girl here?
Yeah.
Catherine Cates. Okay. All right. Kept it quiet from the Deadpoolers. Good for her.
Yeah. Who is the voice of Charlie Brown? Peter Robbins.
Was he the original voice?
Yes.
Back to the 60s?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah,
he was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, he was.
He would have been like 5 or 6 years old when he originally started voicing Charlie Brown.
He was 9.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got a clip of him and Charlie Brown. I think this is from the Great Pumpkin.
You stupid son of a bitch.
He's telling Linus. He's telling Linus that. Talking
to Linus.
Yeah, Linus.
I think that was Lucy's line. Don't.
He's talking to Linus right there.
You do this every year, you dumbass.
Yeah. Nobody had that guy?
No.
Peter Robin. Okay. How old was he?
60s.
Oh, only in the 60s?
Yeah. 65.
65,
like that.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown
did
is dead.
He died trying to kick a field goal? Oh.
He offed himself.
He shot himself. Okay.
I don't know exactly how.
That's how you mimed it.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
You could have went, that would have worked, too. That would have worked, too.
No, he had some incident a few years ago. He went to jail.
Oh, Charlie Brown? He's had mental illness that led to addiction and run-ins with the law, including a prison term. Got out of prison in 2019, told an interviewer that taking his bipolar disorder seriously had finally turned his life around in a month.
Lucy only charged 5 cents to talk to her, though. He should have went
to her. Exactly. Yeah. But the doctor was out too often.
She was out a lot, right.
Yeah. Well, it appears that she
was a harsh lesbian.
Was
too,
busy doing something else,
right?
Yeah, she wasn't the doctor; she was doing something else for a nurse.
Well, maybe psychiatry is one of those things where you get what you pay for.
Right, true. 5 cents.
Pay a little more.
We are,
but 5 cents to them was a lot.
By the way, we're making fun of the actual Charlie Brown, not the guy that killed himself.
Right.
So let's relax, people.
Yeah.
The guy wore his whole that zigzag sweatshirt around the whole time.
He did have a Charlie Brown tattoo.
I would wear that sweatshirt around every day. You know I am. Look at the shirt.
Around his head, like the hair?
Yeah. And shave all but 3 of his hairs.
All right. Rest in peace.
And he would tell you what else Lucy did for a nickel.
She didn't do anything. She was a lesbo.
She would do anything for a nickel.
I don't think she would.
That was Peppermint Patty.
Oh, Peppermint Patty was gay. That's right.
Yeah.
Peppermint Patty loved Lucy. That's right.
Who is Peppermint Patty's pal?
Oh, the girl.
The glasses. Sir.
Yes.
When they called her Sir.
Right.
I forget her name. But I think they had a thing going on.
Yeah.
You always assumed.
Or they were about to.
Yeah. Yeah.
The teacher had to be the easiest part to play on
wah-wah.
That show.
Yeah, the wah-wah.
You get the script, and you're just like, oh, but it's more wah-wah this time. Okay. I think I know my lines already.
Rest in peace. Peter Robin was his name?
Robbins.
Oh, Robbins. Okay.
Marcy
was
the chick that ran with Peppermint Patty.
That's right.
All right.
And
Peppermint Patty sounds pretty good right now, actually.
We've got an example of the guy's voice, but, we know what he sounds like.
We know what Charlie Brown sounds like. He sounds like this.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Just like that.
Yeah. I'd like to hear a little Charlie Brown off script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outtakes. That was probably in the script.
Some right outtakes there. From right. Charlie Brown. Right.
Charlie Brown doing blow.
Yeah. Yes, Caliendo. Right. He can't do he won't do it Madden anymore, I'm sure, out of respect. And
you're bipolar, I think Charlie Brown.
He stopped doing Gruden because of the racist.
I'd watch that.
I would.
You're bipolar. Oh, Jesus. Here's a phone call.
Well,
relax, people. We're talking about the character.
Yeah, they could make a good thing out
right.
of it.
Yeah,
it's a learning opportunity.
Right, a little mental health awareness thing.
Well, I don't think they're going to pull kids apart and say, hey, Charlie Brown killed himself. That's not what they're going to tell
No.
kids.
But I would like
to see... Well, you could get help.
Yeah, I'd like to see him snap one time and take Lucy out after she pulled the football away
He's just kick her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to stand up for himself in instances like that.
My daddy was getting paid for that for the rest of his life.
No,
probably not.
Because they didn't get really good voiceover contracts back in those days. They do now.
Yeah, you get paid here. We're going to give you $50 to do this.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's
now we're going to use it.
Now you can sign autographs the rest of your life. You're Charlie Brown.
The Charles Schulz estate, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah.
They're all right.
And the music guy. I think he did all right, too.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Guaraldi.
Guaraldi, yeah.
Yeah, but he was a famous jazz musician in his own right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He had other stuff going on.
But that's still probably the most lucrative part of his career.
Yeah. Oh, that song.
The stuff he did for Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Absolutely.
USFL will be here April 16th, and you will be able to see the first game on NBC and Fox.
Oh, really? Cool.
I don't think that's cool.
No.
Yeah, pick one.
I only need to see it on one channel.
Right.
Well, when you have one channel on, you only have one channel on. They got nothing. I'm just saying.
I don't have to have a split screen?
No, you don't. And there's also nothing else going on. That's why they're doing it.
Oh,
early season baseball might not even happen. And if it does, it'll be on local TV.
No, I'm with Greg. They could put something else on. Anything.
You think so?
Yeah, because it might be a bad game. I might want to turn over to a movie.
You like another option?
There's probably two games. You ever think of that?
No,
they will both broadcast the inaugural game.
Same game. How about the following weeks, though? Are they going to do two games?
I doubt that they're going to have two games on at the same time.
When'd you start? And where's their bubble?
Why April 16th.
Birmingham, Alabama is what I read.
There. Okay.
All eight teams.
Maybe that's for Troy Aikman. There's a lot of people that would like to call that game.
Oh, yeah, right.
And now the twice Maulers, as many people get to call the
I
game.
I was a Mauler fan to begin with, so I'm not bandwagon. Go Maulers. I will. I have a shirt.
Before they're coming back after all these years, like, you bandwagon fans.
Nope.
Brand new teams.
I was at the Maulers' first game ever. 1984. And the running back was
Mike Rozier.
Yes, he was. The NFL, he said, I'm going to go take a USFL money. He did, man. And I asked him, too. I said, I was at that game. I said, was that the coldest game you ever played in? It was the coldest game I ever sat in. He goes, oh, yes.
Okay, I don't remember the Michigan Panthers.
I do. I read the eight teams. I remember all of them.
They're all originals?
They're all original names. Yep, original names.
All right.
Which is brilliant. Because for people who remember that. Yeah.
It was originally the Portland Breakers.
It was.
Correct?
It was, yeah. And then they moved to Boston. Or the other way around.
And now they're in New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
But the Breakers
I think they ended up in New Orleans. That's why, Todd.
I don't remember that.
They did. That team moved around.
It looks like these games are all going to be split between NBC and Fox properties. So, like, NBC, USA, Peacock, Fox, FS1, depending on what game.
Got it. Oh, so there'll be different games on. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the first game. The inaugural games will be on both channels.
Yeah, it says even both networks are even going to run the same commercials.
This is like anything, though. Even though I'm saying I'm going to pay attention. You know, we always say I want to see football year round. I'm fine with break from football. I always have been.
Well, there will be
a break.
The NFL, it will be a break. It'll be something it's not the NFL, right?
Yeah. It's from February to April.
Right.
But it's always second tier talent. It's not going to be
the best of the best,
no. Like the NFL is. It's not on that same level.
No. I mean, they're going to be really good, but they're not. Yeah, they're guys that just
You don't know the names. Yeah, you don't have any investment in any of the teams. Right. You know, it's hard to.
That's crap. I'm a Mahler fan originally.
Okay,
so
you
shut
do.
Up.
You do.
There's a better chance that you'll see more Arizona State and Nebraska players at this level.
Yep.
So I'll find someone to cheer for.
Yeah, it'll take off here.
Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. Used to be 40 days.
Chips. Yeah, I'm down to half a bag.
Chips.
That includes automakers.
You gotta call your guy.
Growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs.
Four fingers. I got about four fingers of chips left and very little salsa. So remind me to stop at the store on the way home.
Part of the global supply chain issues.
Can't
thanks,
believe,
thanks, Ducci.
We're running out of chips. Yep. I see them everywhere.
Right. Oh, Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch was the newest purchase.
They good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that sounds really good.
Yeah, they actually. Are. Yeah, yeah, that's like they are.
Yeah. My son buys crazy stuff like that. Huh?
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Flamin' Hot and Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch.
Together.
Together.
Oh.
Sounds oxymoronic, but I guess it's not.
But no, it does work.
You can taste the Cool Ranch because the Flamin' Hot doesn't override the Cool Ranch
you
taste.
You get both of them.
Should have brought a bag in, Puss.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think there's still some of the
we got
in,
beer
in the
out
there.
Bet you that's a good compliment.
We can all eat Flamin' Hot and drink beer all morning. Feel like ass by about 11. What the hell? What's the joint? I feel that way.
It's the usual
yeah, right, okay,
I feel that way
yeah.
anyway. I feel that way anyway.
Beats the usual 10 a.m.
Good point, Craig.
Cyndi Lauper's video for the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, with, who's the wrestler?
Captain Lou.
Captain Lou, yeah.
Has now topped 1 billion views on YouTube.
Just want to have fun.
Became a breakthrough hit. Anthem for Women, the video showing Lauper dancing through New York City in her parents' apartment, along with
other than
women
her,
from every walk of life. She said she wanted the song to be uplifting for women.
Where else have I seen her lately? She's all over these medicine commercials.
Yeah. I think it's an eczema commercial.
She's got the skin.
But I saw something else.
Was that sending people to this video?
It's a woman. It's a woman thing. You know, that thing's been a women's anthem for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she on?
It's definitely a time capsule video for sure. It's like 84, right?
Something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She might have been. I don't watch yet.
No.
I thought she was on one of them games.
You can say that, Craig.
One of them game show things.
I don't know.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's the fifth song from the 1980s to surpass 1 billion views on YouTube. You won't get them.
Yeah, Sweet Child.
A Thriller.
Guns N' Roses has one
of them. Yeah, they have one.
It's either Sweet Child or...
All right, that's one.
GNR, Sweet Child, yeah. It's got to be Michael Jackson, right?
There is one,
Thriller.
Yeah.
Thriller.
No, it's Billie Jean.
Oh, Billie Jean.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right,
and now I'm pretty sure you're done.
The last two we won't get. Aha!
Take on Me.
My God, that's great. And then the other one you might get.
Only because that was such an iconic video.
Yeah, it was a video.
That's why people
it's the video.
And then the other one you might get.
Oh, we might
I don't
get
think
now.
You've ever seen it.
Yeah, I will say that you might get this because of an odd reason, but you still might get it.
Oh, man.
Blackout.
Yeah, Lick It Up.
That'd be funny. And the fifth one is Lick It Up.
It's only right now.
Oh, now you're going to bug me, Craig, because I just...
Although you would... Nah, you
not
won't
me,
get it.
Not me,
you won't
okay.
get it. Todd would have a better
well,
shot at getting it.
I watched a lot of top 40 videos.
Todd would have a better shot at getting this.
I watched all the videos.
Traveling Wilburys.
That indicates... Oh, was it Petty's? Don't Come Around Here No More?
No.
Oh, it's not Petty.
No.
Oh, it's probably something more top 40.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From the 80s.
Something that was an internet thing, and I think Macarena. May still remain an internet thing.
Oh, that, what do you call it? Getting Rickrolled. That Rick
exactly.
Astley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Rick
Astley.
You Rick Astley.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were going to
give
you up.
You up.
Yeah. So cheesy and so fun to watch that one.
1 billion views for that song.
Yep.
For and, Girls Just right. Want to Have Fun. And yes, so
we,
all those
we,
others
we
that we talked
five.
About.
We got all five. Yeah. Except for the, we didn't get that
and
one.
And 4 billion memes.
Yeah.
Rick
yeah.
Astley.
Yep.
You've been Rickrolled.
Yeah. Fun song. He's just so creepy the way he's dancing, singing that song. Never gonna give you up.
Holy cow. At one point, 52 million people were watching the Bills and the Chiefs.
Well, we mentioned yesterday, Kansas City was 90% of the TVs. Buffalo was probably 90% of their TVs.
In Kansas City. And probably
52%
similar numbers.
Nobody watched it, remember, because the NFL is dead because people knelt and they wear equality hats. And I'm tired of I'm tired of equality hats. And, I'm tired of stop racism hats.
And equality.
My favorite one was the back of their helmets have all that stuff. I love all that stuff. I love that stuff.
And hate.
The reason I love that is because I know it just pisses people off for no reason. Some of our listeners say that. I don't want to see that. I just want to forget about everything when I watch my football. You mean racism? Yeah, so do the guys get racist.
I hate
the back
guys.
Of Sue's helmet says stop the hate.
And
he's
the hate.
He's like choking somebody in this one still shot. There's a still shot where he's choking a quarterback or something like that. It just happened to be Sue. It could have been any lineman. They all do it. But it was so hilarious because it said stop the hate. And he's like grabbing this guy's neck.
That guy's a beast. At the beginning of that Rams game, he's when he was like yelling at Stafford, I'm like, they still have to play across. You still have to play across from him, dude, the entire game. That'd be terrifying.
He's a free agent. They're all waiting for Brady. That's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what all yesterday was about when I glanced on sports is Brady staying. Jesus. Go away.
Self-service gas may be coming to all of Oregon.
Yeah, it's Jersey and Oregon, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. You still can't pump your gas there, can
Cannot
you?
Pump your own gas in most of Oregon. There's a few outlying areas where they do allow some self-service.
That's there a few years ago. It's weird.
You and I remember when it was that way. But how do people even – two generations don't remember that kind of stuff.
No, but in Oregon they do. They know, you just wait in your
car.
The
guy runs out?
Yeah.
Hold the old school.
I vaguely remember
You probably do
full-service gas stations. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be hard for people that live there. Like, if you're a kid that grows up there – driving, you never pump your own gas.
No,
you move
right.
somewhere. You're like, oh no, guess I'm
Where's
stuck.
The guy?
No, you have a talk with the kids.
I remember.
Listen, if you're venturing outside the state, you got to pump your own gas.
I was always, I felt like a dick because when it first started happening in Pennsylvania, there was self serve and there was full serve. There's both. And
different pumps. You could pull up to a different
pump.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
And this is before a lot of times there were big overhangs too. So, horrible rainy day. Full service. That guy come running out there, and I'm like 18 in my car. He's probably thinking, you douchebag.
Oh, he was definitely thinking that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But a rainy day, man, you didn't get out of your car. Full service.
Thanks, dick.
That kid didn't have such a gigantic head, I'd punch him.
That was my one other job. The only other job I've had outside of radio was Mr. Full Service.
Right.
I'd run out.
How many days was that?
Sounds like a gas station.
That's what the ladies would call you, too, by the way.
Mr. Full Service.
Yeah.
I actually lasted.
I'm Todd.
A couple summers. I did a couple summers worth of that.
That struck me as days, and I ain't doing this anymore.
From rolling down the window, and the guy would say, give me $5, till you, going back, how many times did you forget that? Because that's short term. Oh, you weren't high then.
No, I wasn't high then.
Right.
The best part of it was if you...
Give me $5.
If you filled
how
up
much?
Your,
how much?
You'd run more time.
Free car wash with a fill-up.
Right.
Yeah. Or people would come to the car wash and just give you a couple of bucks, and they never kept track of the car wash money. So you just stick that in your pocket.
Oh, that's called stealing. Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what that was.
It's called theft.
A little spending money. And then when you would drop a bag of chips, they're damaged. So, we got to put these aside.
Damaged chips.
And take them home.
Brilliant.
Like, Todd, you want to take a break? Yeah. You take your arm, you just throw everything off a shelf. It's on the floor. I guess I'll be taking all of these.
Maybe that's why you weren't working there that long. Well, you did two summers.
Two summers. Oh, yeah.
How come we didn't lose any money during the winters? Todd wasn't working.
Oh, everyone was pocketing car wash money. Wasn't my idea.
North Dakota values. Greg Peters later on.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.